Now, Hollywood's biggest night of the year is almost upon us. The 98th Academy Awards are being held this Sunday evening, Los Angeles time. And as usual, a galaxy of Australian stars are up for awards. Rose Byrne and Jacob Elordi feature in the acting categories, and Nick Cave could win for Best Original Song. But receiving a little less publicity is someone who helped create one of the most impressive film feats of the year. Guido Volta is a visual effects specialist at Rising Sun Pictures in Adelaide, RSP, and he's earned an Oscar nomination for the film Sinners. I caught up with Guido in Los Angeles as he was preparing to tread that most prestigious of red carpets. Guido Volta, welcome to Saturday Extra.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, well, you're in Los Angeles on the eve of the Oscars. You stand a pretty good chance of getting your hands on one of those golden statuettes. Give us a sense of the excitement you're feeling.
It does feel very unreal, to be honest. Like, it feels like, you know, I guess a jet lag does contribute to the feeling as well a little bit. But yeah, it is a surreal feeling to see the work that we have done at RSP and the team has done to this incredible conclusion, and to see the work recognized by so many people and hearing so many people saying very kind things about the work that we've done is incredibly rewarding.
Well, you deserve the acclaim because Sinners is a terrific film. It's set in the 1930s, isn't it? In the Mississippi Delta, two identical twins, Smoke and Stack, return to their hometown and get mixed up with a bunch of vampires. And the twins are played by one actor, Michael B. Jordan. And you and your team in Adelaide are responsible for putting Michael Jordan in the same scene as his identical twin. How challenging technically was that?
That's a very good question. That was very challenging because not only did we have to take care of the twinning work, but we also had to take care of the fact that this was shot on film, like old school celluloid film, which adds another layer of complexity because film is so organic. It has lots of flaws. And to make our work invisible, we had to imitate those flaws and hide our work behind the film aspect, behind the organicness of the film as well. So it was incredibly challenging. And I love to liken it to, like, you know, we're using the emerging tech or the cutting edge technology, but working on the oldest form of film. So, like, bookending technology, bookending the moving pictures is an incredibly cool thing to do.
And there were complicated scenes, weren't there? Michael B. Jordan having a fight with Michael B. Jordan. I mean, that must have been added an extra layer of sort of complication.
Absolutely. The moment they start grappling and touching and punching each other, you know, you can't hide anywhere. You have two Michael B. Jordans on screen, and you have to tell a very convincing story and have to convince the audience that he's real. And that's super, super challenging. And I'm extremely proud that the team pulled it off with a lot of elbow grease and love, to say the least.
I watched the movie with my wife, and at the end of it, because I knew you got an Oscar nomination, I said, that's interesting. You know, it didn't strike me there were that many visual effects in the movie. But what I've said there is that the sort of ultimate compliment, that you pulled off this trick without people really noticing? Because what you did, of course, was extraordinary. You had Michael B. Jordan in the same scene with Michael B. Jordan throughout, but it's the special effects and the visual effects are so good, you don't even notice it.
You don't even clock them. That what you gave us is just the ultimate compliment. You know, like, when we can take the backseat, and when I say we, I mean us visual effects guys, and help the storytelling, help the filmmakers tell their story without us taking the front seat, it's the biggest achievement, because we enable a way of storytelling that wouldn't be able without us, right? But we're taking the backseat to the story, and we let the story and the music shine and everything. And it's funny that you're saying that Sinners is not your typical visual effects film, right? It's not a superhero flying through the air destroying buildings. It's Michael B. Jordan appearing twice. It's a landscape. It's extensions and cotton fields. It's burning vampires. And some of the visual effects that were done are a little bit more obvious, but the majority is invisible. And that's what we take pride in. And I tell you that more than half of the film are visual effects shots that you probably wouldn't necessarily pick up on, which is our goal, which also makes our job incredibly hard. And that's why we talk about our work so much, is because, hey, we actually did some work here, and it's so good that you don't see it. And that's a weird balance to navigate.
It's a very sort of visually beautiful film, isn't it? It's a very sort of gothic film. It's set in the Mississippi Delta, as I was saying at the top. It's a sort of visually a sort of sumptuous feast, really. And I understand it was very much a sort of global collaboration. You were working in Adelaide, but there were teams working elsewhere in the world. I mean, how does that work?
So what Ryan Coogler does is he casts everyone.
He's the director.
Yeah, he's the director, Ryan Coogler, exactly. What he does is he casts everyone, be it in front of the camera or behind the camera. And so he has this approach, this very collaborative approach to filmmaking. And when he casts someone, he trusts him. And that sort of collaboration, sense of collaboration, trickled all the way to us, to the visual effects workflows as well. And what we've done is we've worked with the guys in Norway, Storm Studios, who are also nominated for their work for the visual effects together and collaborated there, and other studios around the world. So it's a global effort. We all collaborated and worked towards creating something beautiful together. And yeah, basically the way we do it is via the internet. We catch up, you know, on Zoom sessions. We have software like CineSync where we can look at an image all together and scribble on it. And yeah, it's really exciting and collaborative.
Sinners has earned a record 16 nominations at this year's Academy Awards. How's the feeling in the Sinners camp? Do you think you're on the verge of a kind of a big Sinners victory night?
It's such a hard question, Nick, because once you get to this stage, it's down to the Academy members to cast their votes, right? And you can only shout it from the roof so often and say, "Hey, we did this work," or "Sinners." I think Sinners in general is a very successful film, and it will probably get a lot of Oscars. But how many of the 16 that are out there it's going to grab, I can't tell you. I won't be able to tell you. I'll tell you after the night's over. But it becomes just an unknown at this point, which is exciting and makes the night really, really exciting for everyone who's nominated. Yeah.
And tell me about the night. What are you going to wear? And crucially, obviously, which after parties are you going to be hitting?
That's a very good question. So my wedding suit's not going to cut it anymore. So I had some very nice gentlemen help me tailor a tux for me because it's a black tie event. So I'll be wearing a black tie, a tux style thing. And my wife, Yuli, who's coming with me, she had a beautiful dress made as well. She looks like a princess. It's going to be incredible. And after the ceremony, there's the governor's ball, which is basically the official Oscar after party. So we are definitely going to rock up there. And I've heard already rumors about a Warner Brothers party. So, yeah, let's see where the night carries us. But it's going to be a long night, I assume.
And Guido, have you been hobnobbing with the Hollywood celebs?
I'm staying at the London in West Hollywood. So it's where all the starlets are. I ran into Conan O'Brien in the restaurant downstairs. And I've seen Pedro Pascal walk past. And, yeah, so it seems to be that a lot of the people are put up at the London. And, yeah, it's quite funny to run into celebrities.
And just finally, worth pointing out that, you know, we often think of Oscar's success in Australia as the sort of big names, the Kate Blanchetts and the Nicole Kidmans. But the technical side of things, Australia's become a real powerhouse.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have an incredible pool of talented artists in Australia, not only in Adelaide, as well in Sydney and, in Melbourne and other places. So it's really cool. That's one of the reasons why I initially came to Australia like 17 years ago. It's because it's such an amazing place to be, and it has an incredible talented pool of artists that work on projects that are really, really exciting. So, yeah, I love it. I love it.
Guido Volta, we are going to be rooting for you as we watch the Oscars ceremony unfold. Congratulations on getting nominated, and good luck when it comes to the opening of that famous envelope.
Thank you, Nick, for having me, and thank you so much for the kind words. I appreciate it.
That was Guido Volta, a German-born visual effects specialist from Adelaide in Australia now, who earned an Oscar nomination for his work on the film Sinners. Good luck to Guido. We were talking earlier about Melbourne being voted the best city in the world, and I mentioned that I thought Canberra was Australia's most improved city. Well, that has got you talking. No, no, says one of you. Terrible transport, impossible without a car. You cannot eat in Canberra after 8 p.m., says another person on the text line, which I don't think is true anymore. That's one of the reasons why I've really grown to like Canberra, because there's such a good food scene there right now. And somebody here who grew up in Canberra, returned there in retirement, and says, the bush capital is sublime. Canberra, the great debate raging on our text line this morning. Thank you so much for your text. Thank you so much for your company this morning. Thanks, as ever, to the Saturday Extra team. Executive producer Belinda Summer, Nicole Kirby, and Nick Baker. And with us in the studio, engineer Anne-Marie de Bettencourt. Rear Vision is up next with a history of innovation over the past 250 years and where we are now headed. I'm Nick Bryan. It is Saturday morning in Australia. Have a great weekend.